Author C. David Heyman alleges in his new book that Robert F. Kennedy and his brother's widow, Jackie, had a chemistry that evolved into a relationship after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. The accuracy of that claim has been thoroughly disputed in some quarters, however. The backlash is similar to the criticism Heyman received back in 1994, when he first alluded to the affair in an updated edition of his book, A Woman Named Jackie. He repeated the claim in 1998's RFK, A Candid Biography. WMNF asked Heyman about his sources and how many are still alive for his book called Bobby and Jackie.
At least three quarters of the people that are quoted in the book are living, and, you know, are accounted for from you know, Mary Harrington, a Chicago socialite who testifies to having seen Bobby, and it was in fact a former girlfriend of Bobby's who testifies to having seen Bobby and Jackie together in Palm Beach at the Kennedy estate, and who spoke to Bobby. They became great friends after their affair, and Bobby confided in her about his affair with Jackie. And I mean, listen, when you're talking about people of this ilk, the rich, the powerful, the 1960s, it's really not such a plus the fact that they were both in such shock and grief after JFK's assassination. These were the two people who were closest to JFK. He became a surrogate dad to her kids, John Jr. and Caroline. And nature eventually took its course. He was spending more time with Jackie and her kids than he was with Ethel and hers. And in fact, it's even more bizarre in the sense that Ethel seemed almost to encourage this relationship. I imagine that he was so desolate. He had stopped functioning as attorney general. He was doing nothing in those days. He was so grief-stricken, Bobby was, that she at one point even encouraged him while she went off skiing in Aspen, Colorado with her kids. She encouraged Bobby to go on a vacation with Jackie down at Montego Bay, Jamaica, where they stayed at the home of Audrey Zorderer, a well-known socialite who was in fact the mother-in-law of Peter Duchin. And I mean, she was there. She said they shared a bedroom. They came with Lee Radziwill, the sister of Jackie, plus Chuck Spaulding, a friend of the Kennedys, and they were together. I mean, in an intimate situation. I mean, it's hard to imagine what went through Ethel's mind.
Now, you have in the book, you claim that when RFK was shot back in June of 1968 in Los Angeles, it was Jackie Kennedy and not Ethel Kennedy who said, pull the plug.
It was. I think Ethel, with her religious fervor, and, you know, everyone knows that she was, in that sense, very much like Rose Kennedy, her mother-in-law, very religious. Somehow, though Bobby was brain dead at the time, couldn't bring herself to go the last mile in that sense. And Ted Kennedy was also had come down from San Francisco and was beside himself. I mean, he was very close to Bobby. But I think in that scene which I described, what is really touching is the scene that Jackie and Ethel and Bobby are all in the same room. Bobby's tethered to this respirator, also called a ventilator, which is doing his breathing for him. He is brain dead. And Ethel, in a moment of true grace, turns to Jackie and says, you know, fully well aware that they had this affair, which had ended when he began his run for the presidency, but said to Jackie, I imagine you'd like to spend a few minutes alone with Bobby. And she leaves the room and, you know, lets Jackie have her last few moments with RFK. So I thought in the end, it's almost Ethel who comes out looking like a heroine.
We're speaking with C. David Heyman. He's the author of the new book, Bobby and Jackie, A Love Story.
By the way, shameless self-promotion, but it's in the New York Times bestsellers list this coming week.
Is that right? Well, congratulations to that. There's been some pretty harsh criticism out there on the blogosphere and in some articles. There was a Daily Beast.
When you're the leader of the pack, you always have little doggies nipping at your rear, and that's the case. I mean, there's nothing worse than an author who can't sell books in his jealousy over those that can. And really, in my mind, you know, I've been doing this. This is my fourth Kennedy book. I know these characters. They all, amazingly enough, 2 years after I do my book, they come out with their own, which has 20 borrowings from mine. I mean, all of their bibliographies.